This is JIS News. Coming up, Education Ministry issues guidelines for textbook purchases, Justice Ministry to host town hall meeting in St. James, and more rural water supply systems to be upgraded. Details after this message.
Come everybody, make we join the lines.
Every town, square, village and business will come alive as we celebrate proud and free Jamaica 53. Decorate your space with the national colors and follow the fashion theme. Bandana with denim, catch the fashion, redeem to win special awards. Media houses and the diaspora can also win Spirit of Independence Awards. Competition run from July 15th to August 15th. To enter, submit 6 photographs by July 31 to jcdcfestival2015@gmail.com. Call the JCDC at 926-572629 for details.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education has issued guidelines for the purchase of textbooks for primary and secondary school students for the 2015-16 academic year. As outlined in a ministry paper tabled in Parliament Tuesday, the ministry will spend $775 million to procure textbooks for students in grades 1 to 9. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says with the exception of texts for literatures in English, the books provided at both the primary and secondary levels are adequate to reinforce the learning experience of students. He gave a breakdown of the number of books to be purchased at each grade level.
No more than 2 supplementary texts are required. For grades 4 to 6, 1 workbook each for science, social studies, language arts, and mathematics. And for grades 7 to 9, no more than 2 supplementary texts, and on an average 3 literature books, approximately 1 per term. Books that are required outside of these guidelines must be based on children's unique learning needs.
Following a survey of the cost of recommended supplementary textbooks, the ministry has issued a cost guideline ranging from $4,000 for grade 1 to $12,368 for grade 9. The Ministry of Justice will be hosting a town hall meeting in St. James on Thursday, July 23, as part of a series of island-wide consultations for the establishment of the National Human Rights Institute. The meeting will be held at the Montego Bay Community College starting at 4:30 p.m. Residents of St. Anne, Trelawney, Hanover, and Westmoreland are also invited to attend the consultation.
Cabinet has already approved in principle the expansion of the functions of the Office of the Public Defender to be that institute. That will require new legislation to expand the statutory authority of the Public Defender's Office. We've already done the majority mapping of the human rights functions carried out in state entities, and so we will do the analysis. Where is the gap between what is already being done, what is missing, build it up into the Office of the Public Defender where there is a natural fit.
Permanent Secretary in the Justice Ministry, Carol Palmer. Following the island-wide consultations, the Institute will be launched on December 10, which is celebrated globally as Human Rights Day. More communities are expected to benefit from improved water supply with the enhancement of several systems under the Rural Water Upgrading Program. General Manager of Engineering at the Rural Water Supply Limited, RWSL, Douglas Wilson, says works are underway in several communities, which are expected to be completed within the next few months.
Right now, we're working in St. Thomas, Pear Tree River, which is an extension of an existing NWC system. There's also Landry Ramble. We're putting a new system. There's also Hagley Gap in St. Thomas, which we put in a fairly extensive pipeline system, improving what was there.
Mr. Wilson was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. Meanwhile, engineering manager at RWSL, Peter Clark, says under the new water sector policy which is being drafted, work will be done to ensure that every Jamaican has access to a reliable supply of water. He says focus will be placed on the 16% of the population that is not currently being served. And the Ministry of Health is continuing its effort to promote responsible sexual behavior among adolescents in order to reduce the rate of unplanned pregnancies among teenaged girls. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Kevin Harvey, says unwanted pregnancies remain a major challenge for developing countries such as Jamaica.
We're still not where we want to be in terms of our fertility rate. And in fact, we still have significant numbers of unplanned pregnancies, which are resulting in terminations and, in fact, unsafe terminations as well.
Dr. Harvey was speaking at a ceremony Monday where 3 million condoms donated by the United States-based AIDS Healthcare Foundation were handed over to the National Family Planning Board. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.